You're listening to Encounter, an offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Your heart beats nearly 5,000 times an hour. That's a whopping 120,000 beats that will pump nearly 2,000 gallons of blood every day through your veins. We probably need to be more vigilant and mindful of the health of our heart. But what of the spiritual condition of our heart? When was the last time that you had a spiritual heart exam? That you had it looked at, put to the test, and examined by God? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 139 is on the importance of having a daily spiritual heart exam to help you surrender to the joy of having your heart and thoughts examined by God. So begin your meditation by quieting your heart and your mind. Begin by peering inward with the spiritual eyes of your heart. Allow your breathing to slow and your heart to relax. Move your consciousness to your innermost center. Start to center on your heart as it realizes the presence of God's Spirit and Son. Let your heart be mindful of their presence for a moment. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Psalm chapter 143. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, examine my heart." May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word. Teach me to do Your will, so that I may please You. And Lord God, examine my heart. Teach me to do Your will, for You are my God. And Lord God, examine my heart. Teach me to do Your will, and let Your good Spirit lead me on level ground. Lord God, examine my heart. Continue on for a moment by letting your heart settle even deeper now. Become mindful of God's presence in this time of prayer and contemplative meditation. Come now into the divine presence. Come. Your human heart can be deceitful and mislead you at times, but the divine heart within you is perfect for seeking what is true. So note the beating of your human heart. Can you feel it? Scan your body and mind for a moment and note the pulsing, how it speeds up and how it slows down. Make no effort to change the pace. Simply note it. Be mindful of the beating. Take several more moments to take note of the thoughts and emotions that you have as you center on your heart. instant or two on your breathing. Continue by taking several deep, complete belly breaths, each one full and slow and deep. Be mindful of each breath. Feel your heart beating as you breathe. Be aware of the pace of your breathing, the pace of your heart. Center on your heart. Stay centered for several more moments. Distracting thoughts may rise to the surface to block your way. But rather than condemning yourself for those thoughts, allow them to become part of your centering contemplation. Ask yourself, why are those thoughts rising? And then return without effort to your breathing and the beating of your seeking heart, whispering, Lord God, examine my heart. Now continue as you center on listening for God through three different divine readings of this passage from Holy Scripture. Here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from King David, someone who knew well what it meant to have a heart examined by God. Contemplate on what you hear from his words in Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 through 24 from the Common English Bible. Dear friend, from my own experience, I know it may be frightening, but approach God and ask him to examine your heart, to look at it, for him to put you to the test. Let him know your anxious thoughts, and look to see if there is any idolatrous way in you, so that he may lead you on the eternal path. Where did your heart take you in this reading? Well, listen once more from Scripture and notice where God's heart leads yours. Examine me, God. Look at my heart. Put me to the test. Know my anxious thoughts and look to see if there is any idolatrous way in me. Then lead me on the eternal path. Did you notice something different or unique this time? Well, for this next minute, contemplate on what spoke to you most deeply and listen to God's heart within yours. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions from your exposed and examined heart. Listen to this same passage, but with a wider reading from the Amplified Version. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the perfect and utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. So search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. test me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me, and then lead me in the everlasting way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest here reflecting on any sensations and passions that your heart is pushing to the surface. This may be an emotional time for you. Praise God. Don't rush your emotions as you seek after God. Take all the time that you need. God is in no rush, nor should you be. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me. Lead me in the everlasting way. I pray this now in your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer? Well, for a moment, reflect on the entirety of your heart. While resting in imaginative contemplation, consider the examination of your heart like diving into a well. But the well is full of debris. When we encounter debris, we lay hold of it. We bring it to the surface and deal with it courageously. We find God by peeling away ourselves. God is hidden treasure buried in the center of our souls. And we can find God when we tear away the onion skin layers of self. So take this next minute to courageously swim down through the debris to find your true self. Peel back the onion skin and allow yourself to be examined by God. Stay here for a while longer, resting in the discovered presence of Father, Son, and Spirit, silently whispering the answer to your centering prayer, Lord God, thank you for examining my heart. As you rest here in the presence of God, be mindful too of others that you encounter on the road, still hiding in the debris, covered by their false self. How might God use you to help another surrender to having their heart examined so that they may know their true self in God? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the discovered first light of day or singing when evening comes, be mindful of moments of discovery, times you become aware of the divine within you, for it will be then and there you will encounter the face of God. With your eyes closed, receive this benediction to find joyful rest as God examines your heart. Discover peace as He tests you. Let Him know your anxious thoughts. Peel back the debris to see any idolatrous way in you, so that He may lead you on the eternal path. There may you meet Christ, experience the Holy Spirit, and encounter God. Amen.